Track 14. IELTS Practice Task 2. You will hear part of a lecture about the design process in architecture. Look at the task, then listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
There are 5 stages in the design process that every architect follows. It's a natural progression that takes you from initial idea through to completion of the project. While the design itself can benefit from free-flowing ideas, the process itself needs to be very scientific, with checks and balances at each stage to keep you on track. The first stage is called schematic design. An architect will use this stage to get an understanding of the client's needs. At this stage, an architect will use tools such as an adjacency matrix and a bubble diagram to help gather and analyse these ideas. The second stage is what's known as design development. This is when the design is starting to take shape and the spaces are understood and recognised. This is also when an architect will start selecting the materials that will be used in the design. The term construction documents is used to define the third stage. This is when the details of how to build the project are put together in a thorough set of plans. These consist of things like a set of drawings and a set of specifications such as electrical diagrams. They are kept together so that a contractor has all the information needed to build the project. The fourth stage goes by the name bidding and negotiations stage. This is when the construction documents have been approved and an owner gets estimates or bids from potential contractors. The final stage is referred to as construction administration. This is when the project's underway and the architect's in charge of clarifying the drawings for those doing the work. It can be a time-consuming aspect of the process, with different variables coming into play. For example, materials that were available during the construction document stage are no longer available, so alternatives have to be found, approved, and ordered.